Twice a week, Alaska Airlines flies a Boeing 737 jet to ADAC. The plane is capable of carrying 132 passengers, or just about half of the town's population. It's been making the voyage for almost a decade now, but this June, it's expected to see its final run. According to city manager Layden Lockett, Alaska Airlines won't be submitting a bid for Essential Air Service, or EAS, to ADAC this year. He says that's because the Department of Transportation is responding to federal budget pressure and working to reduce ADAC's subsidy. With fuel costs rising, Alaska Airlines wouldn't be able to bring their bid low enough to qualify for the funding. Currently, the airline is receiving a $1.6 million subsidy every year to operate the flight. That leaves the community of ADAC in a bit of a lurch. Lockett says that the community relies on the flight for more than just travel.
That's how we get all of our groceries. We don't have regular barge service or ferry service at all. We receive all of our perishable products on that plane. And, you know, that is a concern if a plane can't make it or if it's continuously delayed by weather, what that can do.
The Department of Transportation is taking bids on the Anchorage to ADAC route through March 9th, and they're expected to announce the winner by the end of April. Penn Air has bid on the route in the past, and they're one of the likely contenders to take it over. The airline is a primary operator in Southwest Alaska, and it already serves the EIS communities of Atka and Nikolsky. Penn Air President Danny Siebert says that if their bid is successful, the company will probably fly a 30-person Saab turboprop plane to ADAC from Cold Bay. Since they would have less space for cargo and a smaller passenger load, Penn Air would have to operate the flight 4 or 5 times a week, something that Siebert says would be impossible without the EIS subsidy.
We're going to lose money on ADAC. So what the government will do will reimburse us our losses, plus give us a 5% profit margin.
City manager Layden Lockett says that the increase in service would benefit ADAC, but he's concerned that the smaller planes might struggle more with ADAC's weather and that the community would have a harder time getting its groceries in. He also anticipates that ticket prices will go up for ADAC's residents and the seafood processors who come out to work there. He adds that without the EAS subsidy, it wouldn't be economically viable to travel out to ADAC.
You know, without it, I'm sure we would be looking at double or triple the fare. Right now, we pay $1,500 round trip to go to Anchorage, and I mean, I know we're going to see an increase, probably in the $2,000 range. But you know, without the subsidy, we would be looking at $3,000 tickets pretty easily.
If there are no successful bids for the ADAC route, Alaska Airlines has reassured city officials that they would come up with an arrangement to continue service to the community. An Alaska Airlines spokesperson confirmed that the contract for the route expires on June 30th, but wasn't able to provide further comment at this time. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.